Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this beautiful, beautiful day in June. I'm actually recording this on June 29th, live from Odds Cafe. Yes, so if you are ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area on Haywood Street, West Asheville, come on out about this time on a Thursday, and I will be doing Coffee and Christ. This is my weekly share of the daily process that I go through that has literally transformed my life. So I'm so happy that you are here today. And let's jump right in. For those of you that are new to the podcast, this is totally unrehearsed. It's totally spontaneous. I do whatever it is that comes to me. I'm sourcing the Bible from a couple of different places. So it's always fun and exciting to see what is in store today. So starting with the verse, I'm having a triple cappuccino here. It is really good with almond milk. Anyway, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Boy, that is so good. It's Isaiah 26:3. So what I'm getting out of this is, boy, if you keep your mind steadfast in the Spirit, trusting in the Spirit, trusting in the Word, trusting in Jesus, being in the Word every day, you're going to remain peaceful. And I've seen that for sure play out in my life. The peace that I've found, not just since inviting Jesus into my life, but following him, actively following him. The more time I spend in the Word, the more peaceful it gets for me. It doesn't say that life circumstances don't come. It just says I can peacefully navigate those circumstances. So that's what I want for everybody. That's what we want within our Life Transformed community for everybody, is for you to have that same perfect peace that this verse talks about. And it's not a mystery the way you can achieve perfect peace. Keep your mind steadfast because you trust in Jesus. I think that is beautiful. Reminds me, a friend of mine just called me. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. And God is working mightily in his heart. And I won't even get into the story. Maybe I'll interview him one day for the podcast. I think I will. That's a great idea. Taking a note here. And I'm going to interview the owner of Odds for the podcast too. So might be on a Monday podcast, Finding Purpose. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to start interviewing folks. So if you have any ideas too of people you think I should interview, because I can do it remotely as well, let me know. I think that would be wonderful. All right, let's get into a plan this morning. And I'm going to go to this one. It says, the great communicator. And this is the prayer. Heavenly Father, you know better than anyone what I need to hear right now. Please help me be open to your special communication in this passage. I love it. Oops. I think I already read this one. No, I didn't. Excuse me. I'm a little bit discombobulated here. That's all right. Oh, here we go. All right. It just went in the wrong place. This is called Study the Bible. Yesterday, we learned the importance of consistently consuming large portions of Scripture with the goal of reading the entire Bible in order to see how God wove all things together to point us to the work of Jesus Christ, the Lord, Savior, and King. We discovered that we gain a new level of appreciation, gratitude, devotion, and a deeper, richer love towards God when we consume the fullness of His Word. And we learned that it is extremely doable to read through the whole Bible. Yeah, so yesterday in this plan, talked about, I think if you read 15 minutes a day, That's all. 15 minutes a day, you can get through the whole Bible in less than a year. And so interesting to me, they talked about yesterday, was the more you consume the entire Bible, the entire Word of God, it's meant to be kind of, you know, the story of Jesus and God, and so you know, you get to know what God is about. So it's interesting. My mindset before reading this devotion yesterday was, oh, I don't want to finish the Bible too soon because it's just like so exciting to read it. And I know I'd always heard about the living word and you're different each time you read it. But it just gave me a new level of awareness saying, no, it's okay when I get through the entire Bible and then just start again. Because it's going to reveal so many more new things to me. So it gave me a whole different thought process and perspective on reading the Bible. So it took away the, oh, I don't want to finish it. You know, like, it's such a good book, I don't want to finish it. And it turned it into, ooh, it's such a good book, I do want to finish it so I can read it again. But at the same time, don't rush through when you read it. So that's just what I'm getting from this. Today, we switch gears. Whereas reading larger chunks of the Bible is all about experiencing the entirety of God's revelation to man, studying the Bible is all about diving into the depths of God's Word. The goal here is to slow down and study an unrushed reflection. You see, I just stated both of those things, and then there's the next paragraph I read. This, to me, is how being in the Word, how God works. So an example right there in front of you. This practice of study is what David described in Psalm 119:15. When he said, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. That word reflect in the Hebrew means to behold, to consider, to scan, to regard with pleasure, favor, and care. I particularly love the description to regard with pleasure, favor, and care. Yes, and you know what? We are on our way. Alana and I are on our way to Franklin, Tennessee for our two-day retreat. It's a quarterly retreat where we do some silence and solitude. We get alone and practice the way Jesus practiced silence and solitude. You get into silence with the Father, with our Father, as Jesus did. And just pray to him, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom. But it's in the silence. So we go to a location and we have separate spaces and we just spend some time alone in reflection. So this is the perfect verse for reflection retreats. And we have something called end of year experience, which is all about reflection. So this could be our anchor verse for that. I think that is awesome. Read that again. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. And reflect in Hebrew means behold, consider, scan, regard with pleasure, favor, and care. I just love that. So you see, this is how you can take, in this case, I'm taking something that I read here, I'm applying it to personal life, I'm applying it to our community building that we're doing. And it's amazing to me that if you pay attention and you're in the Word every day, this is how the Holy Spirit works. This is how God speaks. You know, somebody communicated to me the other day, "Oh, I don't think God ever speaks to me." And I'm like, no, God's always speaking to you. Are you listening? Are you taking the time to be quiet so you can hear what God is saying? I think that is so, it's been important for me anyway. Okay. There's a real meticulousness, thoughtfulness, and understanding of the preciousness of what we're holding in this word reflect. As a dad, the only thing I can think of that comes close to this idea is the first time I held my firstborn child. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. The doctor placed him in my arms and I held him with tear-filled, indescribable joy. I remember that day too, but also extreme care and understanding of the fact that something precious was in my arms. I scanned him from top to bottom, looking at each feature, his eyes, his nose, his cute little fingers and toes. I regarded him with pleasure and favor as the purpose-giving joy and satisfaction of fatherhood set in. Studying the Bible for depth is when you take a few verses that really speak to you and dissect them. It's when you really spend time digging into what those verses are saying, what God is saying to you specifically, and how you can apply it to your everyday life. That is exactly it. So with the verse of the day that we opened up the podcast with, that's what, you know, I did from my perspective, and that's what you are doing from your perspective as you heard me read that verse. And I love studying it from your perspective, quote unquote, because there is no right or wrong interpretation of a verse. That's why if you get into conversations with people and they may, like Alana and I do that every morning, we're reading verses and she may get it something totally different than I do. And we don't say, well, my way is right and you should see it my way. Or we don't do that because that's not what it's all about. It's going to speak differently to different people. So I think when you just understand that, then it is fascinating to read a verse with other people like we do in our community all the time. And then each of us give our perspective on it with the intention not being who's right, who's wrong, but what are you getting from this? And oh, it always expands what we think about. It always expands the power in the words. And to know that God is orchestrating that too. When you're in community, that's what we were designed for by God. So when you're in community reading His Word, that's like superpower right there. So the more time you can spend in community reading His Word, we believe it's going to enhance your ability to live not only life abundantly, but share the gospel in the way that God created you to share it. Okay, what the verses are saying for this, you're seeking context. Something I find helpful is reading some commentaries in order to dive into the original language and see the full force of each verse, to know the intended implication of each verse or passage in order to make the proper application to my life. Yes, and that's where it gets interesting too, because as you read the Bible, you start to understand the context more. Who wrote it? What perspective does that person look at things through? Like Matthew was an accountant type, so he's going to look at it a different way than John when he's writing. You know, those sorts of things. And then to understand the context, it's fun to do that. Sometimes a verse just speaks to you. Other times you're like, huh, I don't know. And you're led to dive into the context. So it is in a reflective way that you really can get the value from studying the Bible versus just reading the Bible. And again, there isn't, yes, we're called to read it and to study it. So there's no right or wrong. If you're reading through it and not studying it, that's fine. If you're studying it and not reading through it, that's fine too. It's so good. All right, here we go. What God is saying to you. It's time to reflect on what you just read. What stuck out to you about this verse? What did you feel when you read it? What did God show you? Write it down, record your findings and feelings, your questions, and the answers you find as you pray and study. So that's back to the verse. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. And I've been kind of talking through and writing as I'm sharing with you on this podcast. As I've reflected. So that's exactly what I've been doing. So you can say that this podcast is an example of my study of specific verses. So what did you feel when you read it? So I think I felt affirmed in the whole reflect context. Felt like, wow, yes, that's a big part of my life is that reflection. John Maxwell talked about experiences isn't the best teacher, reflected experience is the best teacher. So this has been powerful for me. So that's what I felt, and that God is showing me that we are on the right path with Life Transform, and the practices that were putting into place. So yeah, it's just beautiful. God has given us a pat on the back saying, yes, keep going. You guys are on the right track. Questions? I don't really have any questions now. I think I got clear guidance from the Holy Spirit here. All right. Personally, when I set aside time for reflection, I'll reflect on just a few paragraphs. Why? Because they're usually a well-contained set of thoughts. When reading, pay attention to verses and chapter numbers. When studying, go from paragraph to paragraph. This will help you consume thoughts more in line with how the original writers intended. And I would say I get that, and I would just say do whatever you're feeling in the moment. What I've learned over time is you know, people have different ways to study, in this case, the Bible. But let the Spirit lead you. If you read one verse, you're like, oh my goodness, I need to reflect on that. And it leads you to reading a whole paragraph or a whole, you know, a whole section, then do it. If it doesn't, then do it. It's so good. All right, what's next here? Now, here's the awesome thing about this practice. There are already a number of solid methods you can put into practice to help you get the most out of your study time. There's the popular SOAP method, S-O-A-P, the Word method, W-O-R-D, and the HEAR method. And that's just three I've seen. There are many others out there you can try. And there's where my caution would be. Yes, you can try methods, depending on what kind of person you are. Some of us love methods and we'll jump right in. I've got to do it exactly that way. Well, then we can become more beholden to the method than we are really the content and what we're supposed to be receiving. So play around with these things. If you test one method for a few days and find it doesn't really work for you, try another until you find the one you're comfortable with. Bingo! That's just what I was saying, and he just followed that up in the next paragraph. Or maybe you use something different, something you've refined and perfected over the years. Whatever works best in helping you to know the Lord on a deeper level and apply His Word in your life, run with that. There. See, this is so cool. I read, I express, and then I read some more, and there's alignment with me and this author here. Basically, he said it much better than I did. That's what I want you to do. I recommend you create a rhythm in which you alternate between reading and studying. For me, it's one key verse with prayer in the morning, reading in the afternoon after lunch, and then studying in the evening when everyone in my house is asleep. And I can really dig in, break down the word, and then pray over it. Yeah, I've kind of established the rhythm without even knowing it of reading and studying myself. So I get that, and it came naturally. So that's really cool. Okay, in this case, he's saying, I try to do this 5 times per week, but maybe for you, it's alternating day to day or month to month between reading and studying. Or maybe it's studying through one whole book of the Bible and then reading one book. There's no secret formula, one size fits all. Just pray and ask for guidance as you seek to establish your healthy routine of growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ through His Word. Couldn't have said it better myself. That was a powerful way to wrap up this podcast, and I would just encourage you to be in the Word, because the Word is truth, the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the answer to every question that you and I may have out there. All right, well, that's going to wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Odds Cafe is starting to wake up here. We got here, I think there was one person, and now it's filling up. So it looks like we have a beautiful day on tap. I hope you have a beautiful day on tap if it's the morning. But whenever it is that you're listening to this, have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. Join me again. I'll release another podcast probably this Monday, but every Thursday, Coffee in Christ, Finding Your Purpose on Mondays. We're going to have a new rhythm coming up with the Monday podcast, so be on the lookout for that. We've got a challenge coming up. It is coming up the 10th of July, so you'll find a way to register. It's a free challenge in the show notes, so check that out. Register for the challenge. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. And have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, Coffee and Christ.